Blog Talk Radio.
In 2 years, I've been on over 700 radio appearances, over 200 million listeners talking about two things. Stop the violence and fight for your rights and fine by Dr. King, who stood for nonviolence, but now for people's rights. Our goal is to break down the barriers of age, race, gender, and religion to change the mindset of humanity by putting God over first and including the young people of the world because they are our future. The Most High Creators are Alpha and Omega. They ask, are you a minister? I replied, no. Are you a civil rights leader? I replied, no. I'm just a foot soldier for Jesus because I'm standing to stop the violence and save souls. See, most.
What you're about to listen to is rated MFG. Motherfucking good.
All right, y'all, man. Welcome, world. Welcome to a brand new talk radio show. I'm your host, Mr. Donnie Arbella, right here, man. It's a great day in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I hope you guys are going to enjoy the show today. And every day we're going to talk about some things that's happening in our community. This has been a crazy news day with a lot of things that's been happening in our black community. And we have to keep it up and keep on focusing on what's going on in our black community, because this is what it's all about. It's all about making a difference in our black community. So what we're going to talk about today is we're going to talk about a lot of things that's happening, man. And, you know, definitely want to say a big shout-out to everybody out there that's tuning in to us right here, man, because it's definitely crazy what's happening right now in our community. And we have to keep it 100. We have to keep it real that there is a lot of stuff happening in our community, and we have to just focus on getting it together and making sure that we as a community do the right thing. What's the right thing? The right thing is to make sure that our community is getting involved in what's happening in our community. And what a better way to do it if we all just come together and make a difference in our community. This is what it's all about. It's all about making a difference and stuff. And I want to say a big shout-out to everybody out there that's listening to us, that's saying, hey, we need to take responsibility. As a black community, do we need to take a responsibility for ourselves? Should we have to depend on people to take responsibility for us? That's something we're going to talk about tonight on this great, great, great radio show, man, because we want people to know what's going on in our black community, and we're going to be bringing guests in the future on our show to talk to us about some of the big things that's been happening in our black community. You know, we gotta be real. There's a lot of stuff happening, and we need to face the fact that it is definitely going down. And what do we do? What do we do in these economic times? What do we do in our black community? And when you see so many imbalance among the African America, and see not only balance going on with the African American community, but you're seeing it increase even in the police department. You know, we want to continue to pray for the family, because no matter, I don't care what type of balance it is, nothing is good. Nobody gets nothing out of it. It doesn't make any sense what's happening. So we as a community have to learn to come together and make a difference in our black community. And this is what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about some solution. What is the solution? What do we do to make a difference? What do we do to bring justice in our black community? What can we do as a community person to make sure that this doesn't happen to anybody? We want to make sure that we make a difference in our black community. And that's what we're talking about tonight. We're going to open up the phone lines later on in a little bit, and we're going to, you can call us at 347-989-1725, 347-989-1725, and we're talking about making a difference in our community. What can we do to make a difference in our community? What is the goal of trying to make a difference in our community? That's what we're going to talk about tonight, and we're going to open up the phone lines at 347-989-1725, 347-989-1725, and tonight we're talking about some solutions. What can we do to make a difference in our community, and try to do the best we can be in our black community, and making sure that we don't make mistakes like this anymore. We have to take charge, people. As a black community, we have to make a difference in the black community. We have to want to make a difference. We want to see a change, and we want to see changes among not only the black community. We, you know, the biggest thing that we talk about a lot is we talk about what can we do as a black community to make a difference. What can we do as not only a black community, but the ideals of that energy that we have. What else can we do? How can we bring jobs to the community? That's something that we ought to be focusing on, is going to these lawmakers who make these kind of decisions and go to these major corporations and say, hey, if you want us to continue to support you, you have to support the community. And how you support the community is you get them jobs. You know, you offer jobs and stuff to our black community. And this is what it's all about. So this is something that we're going to be talking about tonight is what do we do to bring jobs in our community? 347-989-1725. Again, 347-989-1725. We're going to take a quick station break, and when we come back, we're going to get more into details. If you want to call and talk to us and let us know what's on your mind, what do you think we should be doing as a community to try to make a difference? That's what we're going to talk about is what do we do to try to make a difference? Because this is what it's all about. It's all about trying to make a difference and getting the word out on what's happening. And I'm going to give you guys three different things that we can do to make a difference and a positively outlook life of what we can do. And some of the things we're going to be doing is we're going to be bringing in a different type of vibe now. We're going to be bringing in different people to be part of the show. I'm sorry, y'all, trying to keep this stuff together. Okay, to be part of the show, we're going to be bringing in different people. We're going to interview different people. But I'm going to go over some of the points tonight that maybe will help you in what you're going to, a point that's positivity that we can talk about. We're going to talk about that coming up. I'm Mr. Donnell Ballard, the host on Blog Talk Radio, on Up and Down Magazine Radio. Also, you can check out my work in the Levita News. And tonight, we're just talking about a lot of different stuff that's happening. You got the situation that's going on in North Korea, where they did what they did with the movie, and now the people are Sony to be losing trillions of dollars on this deal. So nobody's going to get it. And then the word got out today that North Korea is no longer have the internet. Internet is down. So the question is now that the internet is down, North Korea is blaming the U.S., and the U.S. is saying we had nothing to do with it. this is something that, I mean, it's a crazy world right now. You got that going on, then you got a lot of other different stuff that's happening. Man, I tell you what, it's been a crazy week, a crazy news, and I tell you what, we got to talk about that. And shout out to everybody out there that's listening to us right here. And, the big thing is, we have to keep on going as a black community and make a difference and stuff. So what I would say to anybody out there is that let's make a difference. First of all, man, I'm going to go over a couple of different key points before we go to a break. The first thing that people would say, start over. What do they mean when they say start over? Start over for your life. Start your life over if you think it's not going too well. Chase your dream. That's another good key point, because you have to be able, if whatever you want to do in life, you got to chase it. Create healthy relationship, understanding God's power. That's true. Create a healthy relationship. It's very important, and that's something that we as a community can do. And change your ways. Do you think you need to change your ways? Is your attitude negative? Is your attitude not positive? That's something that you can do. You can change your ways if you have a negative attitude. Number six, be positive. That's another key point. That's a good key point. Positive is always the good way to go. You know, no matter what situation you're going through, if you have a positive attitude, then people around you will have one too. Number seven, hope. You got to have hope. We talk about that a lot. Hope in everything that you do. This right here, number eight, this is true. Accepting the Lord. You accept the Lord. Making a difference. Have you ever thought about making a difference in somebody's life? It doesn't matter if they're black or white, make a difference. Forgive. Now, y'all know that's hard to do. Forgive someone that hurt you. But you'd be surprised that you'll end up going back to what. All right. Yeah, Are we back on? Okay. I'll tell you what we're going to do right now. We're going to go to a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, Dallas Fort Worth. I'm Darnell Bell, the host of Dunn & B International Ministry Radio Outreach. Check this out. Everybody's talking about the newest radio show on Blog Talk Radio. Tune in to us Monday through Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here as we are thinking outside the box. We are the only ministry that spotlights what's going on from community to the Word of God. That's right. If you are Arthur who's working on a book and you have a book out and you want to promote it, you can promote it on our show. Not only that, you can also promote community. If you have any kind of event going on, movie trailer, whatever you got that's positive, we want to hear from you. So all you got to do is give us a call at 817-893-8790. And you can tune in to us Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can even call in and give us your testimony at area code 347-989-1725. Tell me you heard it first right here on the all-new Dunn & B International Ministry, where we are making a difference in the community.
If you're out of work or need work, go to www.enjoymylife.info. It will not cost you a dime to take a look, but it may cost you more if you don't. After you have viewed it, any questions? Call or text 817-918-4367.
Hi, Dallas Fort Worth. I'm Darnell Bell, the host of Dunn & B International Ministry Radio Outreach. Check this out. Everybody's talking about the newest radio show on Blog Talk Radio. Tune in to us Monday through Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here as we are thinking outside the box. We are the only ministry that spotlights what's going on from community to the Word of God. That's right. If you are Arthur who's working on a book and you have a book out and you want to promote it, you can promote it on our show. Not only that, you can also promote community. If you have any kind of event going on, movie trailer, whatever you got that's positive, we want to hear from you. So all you got to do is give us a call at 817-893-8790. And you can tune in to
playing all of your favorite songs.
In 2 years, I've been on over 700 radio appearances. Over 200 million listeners talking about two things. Stop the violence and fight for your rights. Inspired by Dr. King, stood for nonviolence, but now for people's rights. Our goal is to break down the barriers of age, race, gender, and religion to change the mindset of humanity by putting God over first and including the young people of the world because they are our future. The most high graders are Alpha and Omega. They ask, are you a minister? I replied, no. Are you a civil rights leader? I replied, no. I'm just a foot soldier for Jesus. To stop the violence and save souls. See, most.
Yeah. Some of them knock your education, jobs, and poverty for real enemies. Be thick and stop all the war.
Music explosion with the hottest
radio station.
All right, y'all, man. Welcome back, world. Welcome back to Up and Down Magazine Radio. And I'm going to say a big shout out to everybody out there that's listening to us today. And right now, we're talking about a lot of craziness that's been happening in the news and stuff. You know, we're going to talk about some crazy things that's been happening. And I want to get y'all input on it, what y'all think about it. Y'all just call me at 347-989-1725. Y'all think that it's good? It's a good thing. But y'all think that we need to work on trying to make a difference in our community? What do we need to do to really focus on what's happening in our community today? You know, that's something we need to talk about. I want to see some changes in our community, and especially in Black community. What kind of changes can we see to happen? And so, you know, I tell a person all the time that it starts with one thing. It starts with us as a Black community and trying to make sure that we do the right thing and make a difference and stuff. So that's something that we're going to be talking about. And also we're going to be bringing on guests on the show to talk about that. As we get ready to start the new 2015 New Year's, we're going to start talking about that. What can we do to really focus on making a difference in the Black community? What do we need to do to try to take the change to the next level? That's something that I think is going to be very important within the next 6 months. We're looking at some big changes in the White House. Republicans are taking over, and the question is now that they've taken over, what changes will they try to make? And is the changes that the Republicans are making, is it a good thing for the African Americans? That's why I say to everybody out there, and it takes more than just one person. When you start saying, and I used to say this all the time too, when you start saying, oh man, your vote ain't worth nothing, that's the biggest lie. That's the biggest lie. Your vote is worth more than what you think. But it takes a group of people. It takes everybody to come together to make a difference. Because as long as you got certain people saying, hey, you know, it's not going to work, it's not going to do this, man, no matter what I say, no one is listening to me. And if you start thinking like that, then you're gonna have to think like that. So I think what we need to do as a community is try to focus on the positive side of it, and what can we do to really make a difference. And you know, I'm telling what I'm doing now is telling people to call in. Y'all can give us a call at 347-989-1725. call us right now and talk to us live on the radio. Tell us, give us your input. Give us why you think that we should be able to focus on getting the word out there. Let's talk about the big things as far as getting people together to come and make a difference. What can we do as a community to say, hey, it's time for changes in our community? You know, that's something that we have to come together and try to make a difference with too. And I think we don't do enough of that as far as making a difference. If you'd like to be part of this conversation, give us a call at 347-989-1725. 347-989-1725. And I want to say I got the most ultimate respect for Corey. Corey Wilkinson is one of the cop watch guys that goes out there to make sure that, you know, the police department is doing their job. And, you know, to me, I want to say that it's really sad when you start having different people in the community that have to go out and cop watch because we feel that the cops is not doing their job as an officer, because they want to think everybody is the bad guy. And the fact of the matter is, what happened to the old saying that I'm guilty until proven, I'm innocent until proven guilty? What happened to that? What happened to that saying? And that saying is not going nowhere no more. So we have to, as a black community, as a community spirit, we have to start taking responsibility for ourselves. We have to start focusing on what can we do to make a big difference. Shout out to WCPR Radio, who's carrying our show live right now. But again, we have to figure out, how do we make a difference? What do we do to try to make a difference in the community? Because when you start saying that you're going to make a difference, and are you really making a difference in the black community? So this is something that we need to discuss a lot about. And I really want people to really help us. And we also working on a youth conference. Call me live right now. Yeah, we're working on a youth conference really coming up in 2015. I'm looking for some people to help us with it. Anybody that want to help us out with the youth citywide youth conference, give me a call at 347-989. And we'll definitely talk about it. So, because I'm gonna get I really want to get a group of people to come together to make a difference. And our radio show, Up and Down Magazine Radio Network, will be also leading it, along with hopefully we'll have Lavita News, the Black Force. I got to get it together first. And the thing about it is, we want people to know, we're looking for people to help us to get this thing together, because we want to invite so many of our guest speakers to come and speak to our young people and talk about them. We're gonna feed them lunch, and we just want these kids to have a good time. So we are going to be asking different organizations to come and help us with it. We're looking to have it coming up in maybe July at the most to get it together. We want to make this a citywide youth conference because we want to make this thing as big. And the more people we can get to add to it, to help us with it, the better it's going to be for our community. And this is what it's all about, y'all. It's all about making a difference in our community and really focusing on what's going on. So if you want to be a part of this citywide youth conference that we're working on, give us a call at 347-989-1725. I'm sorry, y'all. I kind of cut us off. All right, if you want to be part of the citywide youth conference that we're working on, give us a call at 347-989-1725. And we would definitely be asking for some help, which is, we want to make the thing big. And we want people to know that this is what it's all about. It's all about the community. It's all about making a big difference in our community. So we're gonna talk about that and stuff. And we're gonna take a quick music break. And we'll be right back with Mom right here on Up and Down Magazine Radio.
In 2 years,
I've been on over 700 radio appearances, over 200 million listeners talking about two things. Stop the violence and fight for your rights, inspired by Dr. Jesus, stood for nonviolence, but now for people's rights. Our goal is to break down the barriers of age, race, gender, and religion to change the mindset of humanity by putting God over first and including the young people of the world because they are our future. The Most High Creators are Alpha and Omega. They ask, are you a minister? I reply, no. Are you a civil rights leader? I reply, no. I'm just a foot soldier for Jesus because I'm standing to stop the violence and save souls. The most.
DJ. Now give me a beat.
Playing all of your favorite songs.
Hi, Dallas Fort Worth. I'm Darnell Bell, the host of Dunning B International Ministry Radio Outreach. Check this out. Everybody's talking about the newest radio show on Blog Talk Radio. Tune in to us Monday through Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here as we are thinking outside the box. We are the only ministry that spotlights what's going on from community to the Word of God. That's right. If you are Arthur who's working on a book and you have a book out and you want to promote it, you can promote it on our show. Not only that, you can also promote community. If you have any kind of event going on, movie trailer, whatever you got that's positive, we want to hear from you. So all you got to do is give us a call at 817-893-8790. And you can tune in to us Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can even call in and give us your testimony at area code 347-989-1725. Tell me you heard it first right here on the all-new Dunning B International Ministry, where we are making a difference in the community.
Dropping down. The old school in the mix.
All right, y'all, man. Welcome back. I want to say a big shout-out to Mary Ellen Hicks, who's listening to us. We're going out to the phone lines. We got my boy Jonah July with us. Good evening, man. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. What's going on, man?
Nothing much. Just chilling, man.
We're getting into some heavy conversation, man. We talking about a lot of stuff that's going on in the world of news, man, from China. I mean, not China, from North Korea, who did all that crazy stuff to Sony movies, man. What do you think about that, man? I know you've been hearing about that, man. What are your thoughts about that?
I mean, I heard about what's going on about Korea and stuff like that, like on CNN and stuff like that. But before that, I had a dream about it. Not Korea, but China, you know what I'm saying? But I had a dream about the flag. I didn't know what it meant. But, I just think, you know what I'm saying, people just get ratchet, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So you think, I mean, it's so much going on, man, with the over the weekend where a African-American killed two police officers, man, and saying that he did it in, I guess, in memory of Michael Brown and he did it. You know, they got proof that he did it. They ain't turn around and kill it. The question is now, man, is what's really going on in our society today? What's going on in our country today? What do you think about that, man? What do you think? And this is what I'm asking the community. If y'all want to call and give us a call and let us know your input on it, you can call us at 347-989-1725. But we want to come up with some solution. We know that we got some major problems, man, with the police department across the country on how they do as far as the African America. But the question we got to ask now is: it's really a African America problem, or is this a society problem with how police officers are doing all across the country? And here's the deal: we also got to look at too that you got good cops out there and you got bad cops out there. And unfortunately, with the situation that's happening, with the way these African Americans are getting killed, these are some of the bad cops. But when you really put it together, is that there is a race divided among African America and white America when it comes down to African Americans that are getting killed. And it seems like more African Americans are getting killed every day, from the 12-year-old child to Eric Garner, who got killed, to Trayvon Martin, who got killed, to Michael Brown. It's just a really sad situation. And you even got animals getting killed. But when it comes to animals getting killed, they take the animals most serious. And it's so sad because animals have more rights than a African American man. And the question is now, does this become a a nationwide thing, or does it become a human rights thing? Let's talk about that real quick, Jonathan. Do you think that this becomes a human rights issue when it comes down to so many people getting killed by police officers? Let's talk about this.
Can you repeat that?
From your input, would you say that this is a human rights issue that's happening with how many African Americans are getting killed by police officers, or would you just say that this is just a person's, a person's right? How would you define this if you had to define it? Would you define it as a human right thing, or would you define it as just an individual thing?
That's hard. That's hard to you know what I'm saying? Like I would say, you know what I'm saying, that, you know what I mean, I don't think it would be personal. I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean, I've been following on CNN and stuff like that, watching the news. But me personally, like, I mean, as far as like that dude, you know what I'm saying, that got killed, you know what I'm saying? Like they said that he had pulled a gun on police officers, and I feel like, you know what I'm saying, he shouldn't have had a gun, you know what I mean? But also, on the other hand, I don't feel like he should have got shot. You know what I mean?
Okay. I mean, and you know what? I definitely respect that, but I respect what you're saying. Because everybody, in reality, everybody's life is important. Everybody's life is
important. I'm just saying that if it was me and somebody pulled a gun on me, I would have shot the person too, you know what I mean? So it's right, as wrong,
but
you know?
But you're right. That's if. But the question is now is not these people don't have guns. A lot of these people, only one they probably had the gun was a 12-year-old, and they already said
they don't have no gun, man. That's messed up. You know what I mean? That's really messed up.
I mean, it's the whole situation. No one wins in this situation, man. The police don't win. The kids don't win. And so now the question is, and that's another thing that we gotta ask. We gotta ask ourselves, man. Should we be now that all this is going on? Do we have to start teaching our kids from the baby all the way to they get grown to respect the police? What do you think? Do we have to do that?
Yeah.
I mean, should we be teaching our kids that?
Yes.
Also,
you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Be aware. You know what I mean? Be aware, because you got some good cops out there. You got some bad cops out there, you know? You know what I mean? So they should be aware and also respect authority, but also be aware. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Be aware of, you know what I'm saying, like good cops and bad cops. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I mean? Like, they should be aware of that, you know, and they should know their rights, you know, because you got cops out there. Like, I've witnessed a whole lot of stuff. Like, I done got pulled over by police, and they ain't even written my random rights and took me to jail and stuff like that, you know. So, so it get them ready, you know what I mean?
Right. I like what you're saying, man, and, you know, okay, you're right about that, man. Go ahead, keep talking, man. I'm listening.
Yeah, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Knowing their civil rights and stuff like that and their amendments and stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they have the right to know that, you know? So they can't be easily fooled.
Right. And one thing I will say that I have the ultimate respect for Corey, my boy Corey, because he's a cop watch, and what he does, they're actually going to be coming to Blog Talk Radio show soon, man. But I respect that young man, because one thing that he do that make a lot of sense, man, is that he goes after and he watches the cops on how they do towards the future. And I think we need to have more video cameras going on. And I really do think they need to get these body cameras on people, because I think the body cameras would tell who is telling the truth, if the police is lying about it or if the citizen lying about it.
Also,
what do you think about that, man, body camera?
Also, you know what I'm saying, like, I agree with you on the body camera, but also, you know what I mean, I've also witnessed, you know, like, you know what I mean, over excessive, you know what I mean, excessive force, you know what I mean, you know what I'm saying, society and young males and females, you know what I'm saying, like excessive force, you know. I didn't witness that, you know. Like I think they go overboard sometimes with excessive force.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Wow, man. Very interesting what you're saying. I mean you're right. I definitely agree with you on that. And for those who just now tuning in to us right here on Up and Down Magazine Radio, we got my boy Jonathan live with us, and we're talking about a lot of stuff that's making news, from two New York cops who was killed, gunned down, execution style. One African-American man killed him and turned around and killed his staff. We're talking about that happened over the weekend. And there's a lot of stuff going on with police brutality. And the mayor of New York is asking the protesters not to protest until after the funeral of the police officer, in respect of the family. So we're going to keep y'all abreast as we get details about that. And the bottom line is, we as a community, we are going to have to set some rules and regulation. We're going to have to start doing a better job. I mean, police officers are going to have to start doing a better job. They're going to have to be retrained. I'm a firm believer. Retrain these officers. When even these officers, they got this nasty attitude, and you can't say that. I've seen it way too many times. They tell you, respect me. But the question is, okay, I'm only going to respect you if you respect me, okay? Now, the bottom line is, everybody is deserves some kind of respect in this community. So, you know, the situation where how the chief of police is handling the situation, how the police department is not doing they, and I'm not going to say they, because you got a lot of good officers out there, but you got so many of the bad officers that's out there that it makes it harder on
officers
the good
meant
officers.
To protect protect the society, you know what I'm saying, protect the citizens, you know what I mean?
Right. Go ahead. You're right.
No, they're like, you know what I'm saying? Like, whenever you see one ride by, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I mean? Like, to protect and serve, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's like, that's what my understanding is. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay, I agree with you on that, man. We're going to go to a quick break, man. Play another song. We're gonna come back, and when we come back, me and Judge are gonna keep on talking. We got Mariana, Judge Mariana, he's gonna call in a little bit to talk to us about what's going on. We'll take a quick music break. We'll be right back. You tune in to Up and Down Magazine with Donnie B, Darnell Ballard, and Jonathan. Right, Jonathan?
Yes.
Already. Be right back.
Already.
In 2 years, I've been on over 700 radio appearances, over 200 million listeners talking about two things. Stop the violence and fight for your rights, inspired by Dr. King, who stood for nonviolence, but now for people's rights. Our goal is to break down the barriers of age, race, gender, and religion, to change the mindset of humanity by putting God over first and including the young people of the world, because they are our future. The Most High Creators are Alpha and Omega. They ask, are you a minister? I reply, no. Are you a civil rights leader? I reply, no. I'm just a foot soldier for Jesus, because I'm standing to stop the violence and save souls. See, Moses.
Every day, and the signs of evidence.
proud of. And pride ourselves on every level of master plan. Smell this. When someone else starts to sell you this felonious propaganda, man of who the enemies really are, remember the lack of education, jobs, and poverty is the real enemy. Be thinking.
I know you're right about that, man. I've seen
yeah.
It.
I was like, man, that's messed up, man.
Dolph should need his ass whooped. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And it happens. And I know what a lot of people don't know, man, it happens molding what we think. It happens molding what we think, man. So the sad part about it is we just got to, you know, just pray pray to people about some of the situation that they go through. And so for those who are tuning in to us right here on Up and Down Magazine Radio, we're talking about some big crazy things that's been happening in our community. And the fact that two police officers was gunned down. And not only are we going to talk about that, man, but let's talk about North Korea, man. North Korea.
North Korea?
So, yeah, I mean, not. Is it North Korea? Yeah, North Korea threatened a opponent last week. So that's going to be one of the big news and stuff. It's a big news story of the week. And so now, as of today, their internet was cut off. So North Korea is trying to figure out, did the United States have something to do with that? So it's really a sad situation with North Korea, man, because North Korea is really acting a damn fool. They're acting a fool over there in North Korea. And so we're gonna keep y'all abreast of that situation that's happening over there. It says North Korea country internet connection appears to be disinterrupted. Wow, man. What do you think about that, man? What's going on, Jonathan, when you hear that story right there, man? Let's talk about that real quick.
Well, I mean,
No internet.
I was watching CNN the other night. Huh?
Go ahead.
I was watching CNN the other night, and I was I had saw, like, you know what I'm saying, like how, I was looking up on the internet, and it was talking about how Japan and Korea, you know what I'm saying, and, you know what I mean, Korea's going against, you know what I mean, you know, us and stuff like that, I guess, you know what I mean, all right. I might have, like, took the information in wrong, but, you know what I mean, I just, you know what I'm saying, I was just, you know what I'm saying, watching. I wasn't that focused on it, though, you know what I mean?
Right.
But I do understand that, you know what I mean, that they're going against each other in Korea.
But it's not really, to be honest with you, man, it's not really the United States going up against North Korea.
It's Japan and Korea.
Right. But the situation is, and Obama did make a statement saying that he is going to look into it, and maybe do something about it, but he's not saying what he's going to do. So everybody's trying to figure out, okay, what is President Barack Obama going to do about this? But a lot of people hasn't said what he's going to do yet, but a lot of people are angry and upset with Obama. Let's talk about that, man. People are upset. We're going to talk about this, man, because people are upset with Barack Obama, blacks and whites, because the whites are saying that, hey, you're not protecting the police officers. You're going up against the police officers. The blacks are saying, hey, you're not doing enough to support the African American. What do you think, man? From your experience, I mean, from you, man, as a citizen of the United States, Jonathan, do you think that the African Americans do need to have more support from the president? And if you say yes, why? If you say no, why? You saying that you think the African America, because of the police shootings that's happening with how the police are shooting African Americans, do you feel that the president Barack Obama has not done enough for the African American? And anybody else that want to call in and tell us about it, call us at
7981.
Do you think President Barack Obama has done enough to support the African Americans And if so, why? If not, why? Give us your input on what you think about what you think about that. We want to get your input on this, man, because this is a really turning into be a black and white thing. And should it be that way? Is this a separate? Another thing we need to talk about.
Is this a separation?
Is this going to? I'm trying to put this in a perspective way to make it sound, to make it make sense. Is this a divide? Is this going to? Okay, I got it now. Is this going to divide our country? And does race play a major role? Some people say no. Some people say no. Some people say that old President Barack Obama has not done enough into the support of looking into what is happening with how police brutality is doing among African Americans. When you see that many police officers who are shooting African Americans, that becomes an alert and it becomes a major problem with what is happening in our society. No one is looking at that. People are looking at, oh, this man done wrong. But the question is now is what does this do to African America? Should we be trusting the police? Have you lost trust when you see a police officer? Jonathan, when you in your neighborhood, like tonight, you had something happen to you with your ties get cut. What was going on through your mind when that happened to you, Jonathan?
Well, what was going on in my mind, I wish they would have did, you know what I'm saying, I wish they would have did it, you know what I'm saying, while I was, you know what I'm saying, outside, you know what I mean? I wish they would have did it in my face, you know what I mean?
Right, right. And you know what? You have, if you a citizen, you have that right. And that's another thing. You, as an individual person, you have that right to defend your car and to defend yourself. So if
right.
somebody would have done something, yeah, I would have to
called
your car,
little,
and you would have had a gun. There's nothing that no one would really be able to do because that is your car. You had a right to defend your car, so you would have won this case even if you would have shot the person and killed him. You would have won because that person was in the wrong because that is a private property. That car is your personal property. That is your property right there.
So,
therefore, right there, man,
I ain't mad at you, man.
You have to do what you have to do. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm listening.
I'm listening. Oh, no, I'm listening to you, man.
Do you think I make a lot of sense what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, we have to look at that. And we are going to start having guests calling into the show, y'all. We are working on some big things that's going to be taking place real soon, man. And let me ask you, John, are you ready for Christmas? Are you ready for Christmas?
Yeah, I'm ready for Christmas. I already have my Christmas.
What you get for Christmas? You got the car for Christmas? Okay, wow. Okay, you tell me after the show. That's coming in after midnight, but it feels like it's already out. It's already out. Tomorrow there is it's going to be only a high of 51 degrees, and it's going to be hot on New Year's. But for the first day of winter, today's the first day of winter. First day of winter brought good weather. What you think about that, Jonathan? Was it a good day for you outside today?
Yeah, man. Yeah, It was a pretty good, you know what I'm saying, day. You know what I'm talking about?
Already, man, that's what's up. I tell you what, child, man, we want to thank you. Tonight we're gonna close it off early. We definitely want to thank everybody for calling into the program, tuning in to us, and the ones that didn't get the chance to tune in to us. And we'll be coming. We'll be actually won't be back on till. I forgot to tell you, Jonathan. We'll start the new show off big in 2015. What you think about that, man?
What's that?
We'll start the new show off in 2015. So we'll be back in 2015. And y'all make sure whatever y'all do, if it is to be, it's up to you to make a difference. And we'll see y'all next year, 2015.